Thank you. Farmer is coming. Chupin has carried this hut in the mud. Quick, there's money to be stolen.
Out of my way, you see, out of my way. Tell me, which one of you can drink a whole bottle of Tokay in one cup?
I can.
I can do that best.
Well, then you're strong enough to pull my three carriages out of the mud.
Yes. And here's your man.
Oh, he can do that best, too.
I told you he could do that best.
Enough. Away to my carriages. And mind you don't steal anything while you're there. I've never had anything stolen from me, do you hear?
You must take great precautions, sir.
You're quite right. Oh, fetch your baron carriage, his gypsy hussy, and bring him to me right away.
Hush upon, my carriages are sticking in the mud. Oh, the gypsies are putting that filthy house and everything. I want it best in the mud.
Yes, give me the money and get back before they steal anything else. Away, I can have my own money.
Money? Is that really money, sir, all the way to the bottom?
Yeah, the little piggy is the last market.
Gypsy bear will see you right away, sir.
In a quarter of an hour, that is.
What time is it now?
I don't have a watch, sir. I just wanted to tell you what time it was, sir.
I wouldn't trust a gypsy to give me the time of day. Now, a quarter of an hour, I can wait that long. Where's my money bag?
Who's
money?
My money
bag? That bag?
Where's that money bag?
Money, where did you say, sir?
Yes, money bag. Where's my money bag?
Why, it's under your arm, sir.
Yes. Oh, the other one, the one I put in the ground, stupid.
On the ground, sir?
Remember, I put my bag down. Right. Look. My watch is still at time it was. The other one's gone. This is your fault. Come back here. You're not going to wait like that.
Ow! Hey! Where's that? You can't hurt me that way, sir. Gypsies have tough skins. Why don't you try two hands?
All right, since you asked for it. Oh, help! Robbers! Murderers! Help!
Swing for the devils!
Well, so much the better.
They've stolen everything.
So much the better.
What do you mean? They stole everything.
We already have it recalled to say. Ragamuffin, there's one more grand maid that they've got presents of at our mercy.
I know, but
the first thing we must do is settle with this Japanese who calls himself the gypsy.
Here he comes. Good evening. This is indeed an unexpected visit.
Our Herr Baron Guy, we are pleased to see the Baron in her high skin.
I hope that the Baron will be as satisfied with himself when he's discovered the object of our visit.
But why so upset? Am I guilty of some misdemeanor?
So serious a misdemeanor that the frivolity of your question can be overlooked.
You
am not given to strong language, but I can only say that your conduct has been not nice.
Well, I can only describe your conduct as being quite shocking.
In defiance of every rule and tenet of respectability, you have abducted this baggage, this gypsy hussy. Gypsy lady.
Be careful how you choose your words, sir. She is my wife.
His wife! By gypsy law! A nice state of affairs!
Your wife? And who married you, may I ask? Union in the name of the Austrian and Legion of Decency.
I won't wear a fig, dear Legion of Decency.
But this is unheard of. This is an unprecedented.
Then the calm routine of your deliberations may be enlightened by a spice of variety.
Father,
one moment. Do not forget that you are
inform you that that is an old war chest stolen by your father. So naturally, you will turn it over to me as commissioner.
Not a penny.
I must protest. Oh, God, protect me!
The hussars are coming, led by Field Marshal Homenai.
The white house there, hold!
Come and join the cavalry, leave your pretty lasses. Come and fight for victory, fill the brimming glasses. Don your helmet, doff your hat, true to all tradition. Swing your cudgel sharp and flat, meet the bow with the mission.
Don your helmet, doff your hat, true to all tradition. Swing your cudgel sharp and flat, meet the bow with the mission.
Hurrah! Hurrah!
Which I have the honor to be president, would be utterly dumbfounded. I charge Shandor Balanca have gone under the most indecorous descriptions. And when I say that
theft is... How dare you accuse me of theft, you gossiping old...
Silence! Your Excellency, may I call your attention to this casket which Herr Balanca said he found. Found, mind you.
I congratulate him. You are indeed a fortunate young man.
Your Excellency, may
I... Enough! I'll put it into your gossip, you old scandalmonger. Your Excellency, our country is in the direst peril.
Therefore, I place my entire fortune at your disposal.
You are a prince. Congratulations.
And now, my dear Count, that disposes of your accusation, I think. Are you finished with your charges?
No. Your Excellency, the crime I have just mentioned fades into insignificance in the face of this man's utterly promiscuous and licentious life. In defiance of every rule and sentence of respectability as laid down by my committee, he has abducted this girl and lives in a state of illegal matrimony.
Congratulations! Very pretty.
Oh.
I would have done the same at his age.
He has the brazen effrontery to tell me that a skylark married him. A skylark, mind you.
That is very funny. Oh. Come, come, my dear Count. At his age, would you not have... Oh, perhaps not.
Pray consider my high office as commissioner.
Oh, stop this comedy.
Comedy?
Yes, we have no time for the gossip of old women. Oh. Our country is at war. I myself will make a report to the Empress concerning today's incident.
I stand here...